So, when you take the antibiotics, that's another army, it's a good army, fights and kills all the germs, makes you feel better again.
That was a good story. It was also a long story.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Margie Smithson is in your office.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. No more patients.
Oh, great. Well, you can just take off, Laverne. I mean, God, boy, an early day. I mean, I can lock you up. If you're happy to do that, turn up the coffee machine. You can be... Thank you, Doctor. You're welcome, Laverne.
Uh-huh. You haven't changed in 25 years. You still keep your patients waiting.
Oh, Margie. Oh, good to see you. So what's going on? You still selling airtime for that radio station?
No. I'm general manager now, which is why I'm here. I want you to come to work for me.
Me? What are you talking about?
Well, you know Dr. Herb Rosenthal.
Oh, yeah. That pediatrician has that show as Dr. Herb.
Had that show. He up and quit on me. Something about spending more time with his wife and kids, the jerk. So, how soon can you start?
Margie, I am flattered that you asked me to do this, but the truth is, I think if a person is sick, they should go to a doctor. I don't know that it's such a good idea to be dispensing medical advice over the radio.
Come on. I'm really counting on you, Harry. Can't you just do it for a few weeks?
No, I'm sorry.
Just until I find someone else.
Margie, I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
All right. I'll do it as a favor, but for 2 weeks only, and I'm not going to give any specific advice.
Great.
All right.
Be there at 10, and I will show you the ropes. Oh, and don't drink a lot of coffee before the show. You're not going to have a lot of time to be running to the can. And think of some amusing anecdotes. And, Harry, the key word there is amusing.
I'm going to have to charge you for this visit. Hey, you wanted amusing.
Work on it, Harry.
Don't.
Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Crispy crunchies, pigs in a blanket, frozen fish sticks.
What are you, dating someone in a trailer park?
I'm looking for my chili recipe. The department's having a chili cook-off, and I'm entering a batch.
Barbara, why don't you try something your police training might better suit you for? Like the egg toss, or the sack race, or clubbing the unarmed motorist.
Carol, there's a man down at the station I want you to meet. His name is Mr. Stungun. All right, Barbara. Just to show you that there's no hard feelings, I'll help you with your chili.
I don't want any help.
Barbara, I'm a professional caterer.
Carol, you made $200 in the last 4 months.
Are you saying I'm a bad cook?
Yes.
I can make anything, and I can make it great.
Good! Then enter the contest. Put your chili where your mouth is, because nobody else will.
All talk, all the time, WWEN Radio. No, that's too deep, huh? Yeah.
Daddy, will you relax? It's going to be fine. You're going to be great.
He'll be better than great. He'll be wonderful.
I don't know. I guess I am a little nervous. You know, it's my first day.
Daddy, why are you nervous? You have nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, unless you misdiagnose someone and they go belly up right on the air.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
Daddy, you just remember the three things that I told you. Be confident, be yourself, and be sure to mention my catering company, the Elegant Epicure.
Now, how am I supposed to work that into a show about medicine?
Well, if anybody asks about food poisoning, you can just tell them where to get it. Okay, third switch from the right. That's the cough button. You hit that switch if you got a cough.
You hit the wrong switch. Okay. That's from Wake Up with Crazy Dave.
This cart deck here is where we're going to load up your spots.
Don't tell me. Spots are commercials.
Very good, Harry.
Well, I rented the Wolfman Jack story last night.
Great. Now, when you want to go to commercial, you simply hit this button. The spot cuts in automatically. Some of the spots you're going to read from copy.
Copy. Advertisements or news is for form, which I'll announce.
Harry, enough.
Okay.
Now, your calls are going to appear on this screen. This is the way the engineer communicates with you. Any questions?
Is there any reason why this microphone is wet?
Oh, sorry. One of the drawbacks of following Crazy Dave. You're on the air in 3 minutes.
What, three? Three? 3 minutes? Okay.
Chili with Maui onions. A hint of fennel. And instead of beef, I'll use monkfish. I'm brilliant. Those judges won't know what hit their little police palates.
Good, Carol. You know how cops are always hanging around those 24-hour monkfish shops.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey.
Hey, Carol. Still trying to get those prisoners to write you back?
Charlie, has anyone ever told you you are the biggest, dumbest, slimiest Neanderthal man that walked the face of the earth?
Just rolls off my back, Carol.
And your hair looks stupid.
Oh, geez, no need to get personal.
Don't pay any attention to her, Charlie. She's just upset because I'm going to cream her butt in the chili cook-off.
First prize is a cruise to the Caribbean.
Cruise? I love cruises. I'm in.
Charlie, you work on a cruise ship.
The Ocean Queen, this is too good. This is my ship. Imagine, I could sleep in a real cabin instead of down in the boiler room with a comic.
I hate to disillusion you, Charlie, but there is no way you're going to win this competition.
Well, I hate to disillusion you, Carol, but chili is one of the two things I do best.
What's the other thing?
I can make a shadow puppet of Florida without using my hands.
You are on the air with Dr. Harry Weston. Oh, yeah, the screen. Okie dokie. And now we go to Fort Lauderdale, where Dolores has a 3-year-old daughter who is showing symptoms of the mumps. Hi. Yeah, sorry. There we go. Okay. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Dr. Weston. I have a 3-year-old daughter who is showing symptoms of the mumps. What should I do?
Have you consulted your physician?
No, I haven't.
Then you should consult your physician. Okay, that was Dolores from Fort Lauderdale, and next up we have Renee from Miami Beach. Hi, Renee, how are you?
I'm fine. It's my son I'm worried about.
Have you consulted your physician?
Not yet.
Well, it wouldn't hurt. I'm glad I could help. I'm on a roll here.
Well, remember, a blotch could be anything. Acne, sun rash, impetigo, an allergic reaction to head cheese. Anything. So...
My Lord, he's actually going to say something.
What I'd recommend would be consult your physician.
That number again is 555-WWEN. If you want to talk to me, just call. Dr. Harry Weston, pediatrician, waiting for your call.
so let's give me a call. We got a call. This is Dr. Harry Weston. You're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Weston. I just want to say I think you're the greatest.
Well, thank you. What's the problem?
Well, my boy Bradley was at this party chasing around this trampy little 10-year-old, and he cut himself on a piece of hardened plastic that was covering the sofa, like it was such a great sofa that it needed to be covered. Anyway, the party was it, but the food was catered by the elegant epicure. My God, Carol, the owner, she's marvelous. A culinary genius.
You should get little Bradley to the doctor right away, and you should probably see someone yourself. I see by the old clock on the wall that that's just it now. And I want to thank you all for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you all, well, not seeing, listening, you, to me, next week. This is Dr. Harry Weston signing off.
Hulk.
I'm so glad that's over with. I really gotta go to the bathroom.
Harry, turn the mic off.
That was Dr. Stephen Silbody's fascinating article in this month's Southeast Journal of Medicine, Mysteries of the Adolescent Colon. Oh, I see. We have a call. This is Dr. Weston. Go ahead.
Hi, Doctor. This is Claire from Boca Raton, and I've consulted my physician.
Well, I see you've been listening to the show. What's going on, Claire?
Well, my 5-year-old has been feeling a little feverish. The doctor prescribed some antibiotics, some acetaminophen for the fever.
Uh-huh.
I can't seem to get the fever to break, though. I was wondering...
Mommy!
No, Mommy's on the phone. Sorry, Doctor.
Mommy, no!
Well, his lungs sound clear.
Andrew, you're a soldier, and he's turning purple!
What? Andrew? Andrew?
What's going on, Claire? Claire, pick up the phone.
Oh, my God, he's blue. I think my baby's choking to death. He can't die. He can't. Somebody help me.
Mommy!
Claire?
What do I do? Oh, God.
All right, dear. Come on. What's your address?
413 Darby Street.
Oh. Boca Raton.
Wake up.
Oh, sorry, here you go. Paramedics. Yeah. All right, now listen to me, Claire. Claire, can you see anything in Andrew's throat that might be blocking his airway?
No, nothing. Help me. He's dying.
All right, he's taking it. Put your finger in his mouth, dear. Sweep it from side to side. Do you feel anything?
No.
All right, Claire, sit down. Put Andrew on your lap, face down. Look for the middle of his back.
Yeah.
Now, with the heel of your hand, give it a sharp blow.
Nothing.
Again.
There it is. Something came out. Oh, my God. He's still not breathing.
All right, Claire, stay with me now. Come on.
What do I do now?
Do you know CPR?
No.
All right. Now, listen to me. Put your mouth over his mouth and his nose and gently blow a small breath into his lungs.
Okay.
Again, small breath.
You can do it.
Again.
Come on, young man.
Again.
Breathe, damn it.
Again.
Fire department's on their way.
Again.
He's breathing.
All right, stop CPR, dear. Hold him upright.
I love you, Andrew. He's going to be okay, Noah.
That's a beautiful sound, isn't it? Ah.
Yeah, okay, Daddy. Never a doubt.
God bless you, Doctor.
Why, thank you, and God bless you, dear. You did a great job.
Daddy, you are the talk of Miami. You and a man who boiled his grandparents. Daddy, you're a hero.
Oh, God, what a day. God, I feel great. I mean, this is why I became a doctor. I don't mean to sound egotistical, but, I mean, today, I made a difference. Hey, how would you like to go to dinner with that big radio star?
You're kidding.
I decided to keep the show.
Oh, I thought Crazy Dave was coming.
So, the germs are like this bad army invading your body. But the medicine is the good army.
Want to hustle it up in here?
Laverne, please.
I have got a waiting room full of pushy mamas, and they's this one I'm going to have to send down to proctology.
Why?
To remove my foot from her.
Hold on. Come on, go. Thank you. I'm almost finished.
Thank you.
Where was I? So the medicine fights the germs in its war. Boom, boom, boom. Medicine wins. Okay? You get some rest, and I'll see you soon, Albert. Bye-bye, kiddo.
Oh, yeah. Doctor! Oh, hello! Doctor!
What's going on?
Doctor's office, please hold. Take a look at this appointment book. Doctor's office, please hold. I'm going to need some help with these phones. Say, there's no way we can handle all these patients.
Laverne, these people need a doctor. I can't turn them away. Just do the best you can.
Just do the best you can. Why didn't I think of that?
Who are all these people?
I told you, you are a celebrity. People want to take their youngins to a celebrity doctor.
But some of those kids weren't even sick.
No, but some of the parents are quite ill.
Where's Carol?
Working the crowd. I can't believe how far she'll go to win this thing. And remember, the name of the company is the Elegant Epicure. And you can eat these wagon wheels. They're tofu.
Can I have your attention, please? We're just about ready to announce the winners of our chili cook-off. But remember, the real winners are those little orphans who...
Who cares? Let's get on with it.
Anyway... Third place goes to Ed Guthrie.
Yours was an amusing little chili.
And the prize is a $50 gift certificate to Buzz Aldrin's Acres of Pants. Great, I can get 10 pair. The prize for the second best chili goes to Sergeant Barbara Western. And the prize is 75 free video rentals at the Beta Only store. And the first prize winner for the very best chili in all of Miami, Mr. Charles Deitz.
Damn, so close.
Charlie, it is you. It's Charlie Deitz.
No, it can't be.
Mr. Deitz, will you come up here, please?
I don't know what to say.
Tell us about your great chili. What's your secret?
Well, there's some people I want to thank. First and foremost, I like to thank those good people at Hormel.
You mean you used canned chili?
What? I'm going to make it from scratch?
Yummy Burgers, the yum, yum, yummiest burgers in Miami. It is Harry Weston here with you every Saturday from 11 to 3, 990 on the AM dial. It is 78 degrees at 1213. Hi, you're on the air.
Dr. Weston?
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Dana.
Hi, Dana, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, my daughter, she's 18 months. Well, she just can't keep anything down. She's been spitting up for a couple of days.
Fever?
Yes. I'm pretty worried.
Well, how long has she had the fever?
Both days.
Well, get her to a doctor.
I tried to get her in to see you, but you were booked.
Excuse me, I may be out of line here, but this really infuriates me. Why don't you take her to her regular pediatrician?
Well,
why am I such a big deal? Because I'm on the radio? What is with you people? Your child is sick, ma'am. Take her to her regular pediatrician.
You are her regular pediatrician.
Dana Anderson?
Yes.
Oh, Dana, I am sorry. I am so sorry. Forgive me. I had no idea. Let's bring Jenny in today at 3:30. No. You stay right where you are, dear. I'll come over to the house.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, I can't believe they disqualified me. All that hard work for nothing.
Yeah, but now I'm the winner.
How could I lose to a can?
You didn't just lose to a can, you lost to a can and me. Even the little orphans wouldn't eat your stupid chili.
You know, some might see this as a defeat, but I see this as a validation of my talent. My clients wouldn't be caught dead in a room with chili.
If you made it and they ate it, they would.
Hey, we forgot to listen to Harry's show.
Oh, yeah.
But this is my last broadcast.
What?
My reasons are completely selfish, I admit that. But why I became a doctor was not only to help people, but because of the way it made me feel to become part of my patients' lives. To make a difference.
That's why I became a purser. That and I can wear shorts to work.
Now I'm so busy I'm like a machine. Some doctors can operate that way. I can't. I love being a doctor. But most of all, I love the time I get to spend with the children. So this radio show has been a wonderful experience, and I do thank you for that. But now I think it's time that I get back to practicing medicine the way I used to.
One more call.
Hi, this is Dr. Harry Weston. You're on the air.
Dr. Weston?
Yes?
Is it true you're leaving the radio?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, afraid so.
Then may I give you some advice?
Sure.
What you need is a retirement party. And I know just the caterer, the elegant epicure.
Barbara, are you ready to go?
Ready. Bye, Dreyf. Hey, you ever wonder what Dreyfus does when we go out and he's home all alone?
He does what he always does. He sleeps.